I didn't mean to start this, and now I'm crazy as a coot and being as cruel to you as I can be. Don't pay any attention, darling, to what I say. I love you, really. You know I love you. I've never loved anyone else the way I love you. He slipped into the familiar lie he made his bread and butter by. You're sweet to me. You bitch, he said. You rich bitch. Ah, that's poetry. I'm full of poetry now. Rot and poetry. Rotten poetry. Stop it, Harry. Why do you have to turn into a double now? I don't like to leave anything, the man said. I don't like to leave things behind. It was evening now, and he'd been asleep. The sun was gone behind the hill, and there was a shadow all across the plain, and the small animals were feeding close to camp, quick dropping heads and switching tails. He watched them keeping well out away from the bush now. The birds no longer waited on the ground. They were all perched heavily in a tree. There were many more of them. His personal boy was sitting by the bed. Lim Sahib's going to shoot, the boy said. Says, Bwana what? Nothing. She'd gone to kill a piece of meat, and knowing how he liked to watch the game, she'd gone well away so she would not disturb this little pocket of the plain that he could see. And she was always thoughtful, he thought, on anything she knew about or had read or that she'd ever heard. It was not her fault that when he went to her, he was already over. How could a woman know that you meant nothing that you said, that you spoke only from habit and to be comfortable? After he no longer meant what he said, his lies were more successful with women than when he told them the truth. It was not so much that he lied as that there was no truth to tell. He'd had his life and it was over, and then he went on living it again with different people and more money, with the best of the same places and some new ones. You kept from thinking, and it was all marvelous. You were equipped with good inside, so you didn't go to pieces that way, the way most of them had. And you made an attitude that you cared nothing for the work you used to do, now that you could no longer do it. But in yourself, you said that you would write about these people, about the very rich, that you were really not of them, but a spy in their country. That you would leave it and write of it, and for once it would be written by someone who knew what he was writing about. But he would never do it, because each day of not writing, of comfort, of being that which he despised, dulled his ability and softened his will to work, so that finally he did no work at all. The people he knew now were all much more comfortable when he didn't work. Africa was where he'd been happiest in the good time of his life, so he'd come out here to start again. They'd made this safari with a minimum of comfort. There was no hardship, but there was no luxury, and he'd thought that he could get back into training that way, that in some way he could work the fat off his soul the way a fighter went into the mountains to work and train in order to burn it out of his body. She liked it. She said she loved it. She loved anything that was exciting, that involved a change of scene, where there were new people and where things were pleasant. And he'd felt the illusion of returning strength of will to work.